5515 North Courtney Parkway, Merritt Island. That is 5515 North Courtney Parkway.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Hello and welcome. Thank you for tuning in today to Kingdom Sounds. We are a radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries. God bless you. I want to say we thank God for WWBC and Pastor Paul Exposito for this platform in getting the Word of God out. God bless you to our pastors, Pastor Thomas and Teresa Robinson. God bless you to the man and woman of God. I'm your host today, Andre Jordan. We are continuing in the teaching where we left off talking about me and my big mouth, how we use our mouth to bless the Lord, how we use our mouth to celebrate God and to declare into the atmosphere what the word of the Lord says, how we use our mouth, we open up our mouths to declare into the atmosphere victory that God has given us, the power of God, praising his name, blessing his name, lauding him, celebrating him, boasting in his mighty acts and his goodness, and to see from that his power, his hand, his deliverance, his coming through. I want to look today at 1 Samuel 17, very familiar passage of scripture, but we're going to look at it. Hallelujah. And if we have time, we're going to look at another passage of scripture. Talking from the topic, me and my big mouth, I say that because it's time out for the body of Christ to be silenced. It's time out for the body of Christ to be restricted in speaking and praising and exalting God. It's time now for the body of Christ that we open our mouths and declare the word of the Lord, to declare God's faithfulness, to declare God in our situation, to declare God in our circumstances. And so just in talking about this topic, it made me think about David and how David did just that. 1 Samuel 17. I may have said 2 Samuel, but I want 1 Samuel 17. Let's look at what happens when we exalt God, when we lift up God. Hallelujah. So, let's look. 1 Samuel 17. Let me look at verse 32. And David said to King Saul, after he'd heard the Philistine Goliath defying God, he said to King Saul, let no man's heart fail him. Don't worry about this Philistine, David told King Saul. I will go and fight him. And Saul said to David, don't be ridiculous. You're not able to go against the Philistine Goliath to fight with him, for you're just a youth. He's been a man of war from his youth. He said, you're just a boy, Goliath has been a man of war since he was a young youth. And David said to Saul, he persisted. He said, King Saul, what you don't know is I've been taking care of my father's sheep and his goats. And he said, there came a lion and there came a bear, and they took a lamb out of the flock. And he said, I went after the lion and I smote him and I rescued the lamb, the sheep, out of his mouth. He said, and when the animal, the lion, turned against me, he goes, I caught him by his beard and I smote him and I slew him. He said, your servant, I slew a lion and I slew a bear. He said, and I will do it again to this uncircumcised pagan Philistine who has defied the armies of the living God. And the Lord, David says, that rescued, that delivered me out of the paw, the claws of the lion, out of the paw, the claws of the bear, he shall deliver me and rescue me from the hand of this Philistine. Glory be to God. David begins to boast in the Lord. David begins to boast in the Lord. We're talking, me and my big mouth. We started at Psalms 34. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall boast in the Lord. So we started out in this teaching from Psalms 34, blessing the Lord at all times, saying something good about God, irregardless of situations, circumstances, problems, trials, tribulation. I will myself, I determine my will to fall in line with the Spirit of God inside of me. My will is subjected to the Spirit of God. The Spirit man rules my life, and my soulish man comes in alignment so I can will myself to bless the Lord. My blessing and praising God is not dependent upon how I feel, what it looks like, but it's based upon who he is, God Almighty, the one true and living God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Sovereign God. So David shows us how this thing works. So he begins to boast in God that delivered him. He had experienced God's power. He had experienced God's hand. We've got to do that. Every time we experience God's power, every time we experience God's rescue, every time we experience God's hand of rescue, that is our memorial to strengthen us, to cause us to stand firm in our faith, to believe God for the next time. He's faithful. We know that. And so therefore, we do not have to despair or be discouraged. We can yet open up, open up, open up. Your victory is in your praise. Your victory is in your mouth. Your victory is below your nose. Open up and give God praise. Open up and exalt him and bless his name. Set yourself up for success. Praise sets us up for success. Praise sets us up for victory. My praise sets me up for success and for victory. My praise sets me up and creates an atmosphere for God to inhabit. When he inhabits something, when he inhabits, we say this all the time. We say that God inhabits the praises of his people. Well, when God shows up and inhabits the praises of his people, he's not coming empty-handed. But what I need is in his hand. What I need is in his presence. What I need is in the manifested presence of God. He shows up. What I need is in his power. So why sit you here? We're in 1 Samuel 17. David is talking, but it just made me think about the lepers in the Old Testament that cried out. They said, why sit we here and die? They began to open their mouths and make declarations. If we stay here, we're going to die. They will themselves to go and possess the enemy's camp to go. They're like, we're going to die if we stay. There's no food. There's a famine. And so we have to be like that. We have to be from that example. We have to be willing to open our mouth, willing to be bold, willing to be courageous, willing to take courage, willing to take a stand for God, willing to open your big mouth. Me and my big mouth gonna praise the Lord. Me and my big mouth gonna talk of his goodness, tell of his goodness. Me and my big mouth gonna exalt him. I'm going to be a big mouth. The enemy will no longer silence me. When we go through some times, we allow the enemy to silence us. That is what he wants, because the enemy knows the power of praise. There is a power in praising God. We talked about it earlier. There is a power. I was saying earlier how we're energized when we praise him. How it's because there's a power in praising God. There's a power in boasting about his mighty acts, his feats. So David says to King Saul, the same way my God delivered me from the bear, the same way my God rescued me from the claws of the lion, he will deliver me from this, what? Pagan, defiled Philistine. He is no match for God. What your situation looks like is no match for the power of God. What your story is, it's no match for the power of God. Whatever it is, however bad it is, it's no match for the power of God. Praise brings a turnaround. Praise brings a turnaround. Praise brings a turnaround in our lives. Let's look at the word of God. So after David began to make his boast in the Lord, Saul, King Saul, got on board. King Saul gave him the authority, the permission. He said, go, go, and may the Lord be with you. Go. He said, you don't persuade me. You talking and boasting God, you've persuaded me. Go. You've got my approval. You've got my authority. Go, and may the Lord be with you. And Saul armed David with his king's armor. And he put a helmet of brass on his head, and he armed it with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword and his armor. And David took a step to go to see what it would be like, because he'd never worn those types of things. David always had his trust in the Lord, and he always went in the strength and the power of the Lord. So David says to King Saul, I can't go in this stuff, wearing all of your stuff, wearing your armor. I've got to go how I know to go. I haven't proven these things. I've never experienced and worn these types of things, he said. And David took them off of him, and he took what he knew. He took his staff in his hand. He chose 5 smooth stones out of the brook, and he put them in the shepherd's bag that he had, even in a scrip. And his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. And when the Philistine Goliath walked toward David, and he had his shield bearer that went ahead of him, and Goliath was looking about, and he saw David, and he disdained him. He was sneering in contempt at a ruddy-faced boy come out to fight him. He said, this is just a youth. He's got a fair, ruddy countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog, he roared, that you come at me with a stick? Because David had his staff. My God. We know from Moses the power of a staff ordained by God. And the Philistine cursed David by the gods. He yelled and he cursed David. And he said to David, come over here to me, and I'm going to give your flesh to the birds and to the fowls of the air and to the beast of the field. Verse 45. Then David responds and he replies to the Philistine Goliath. He said, you come to me with a sword and a spear and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord, the God of the heavens, the Lord of heaven's armies. There you go. Right there, David turned the key and set himself up for victory, set himself up for the demonstration of God. Anytime we praise God, anytime we make our boast in the Lord, we setting ourselves up for a supernatural manifestation for God to come into that situation. Open your mouth today, me and my big mouth. I'm going to use it to set an atmosphere for God to inhabit. I'm going to use me and my big mouth to create an atmosphere for the power of God to have its way. Hallelujah. So David says to Goliath, I come to you in the name of the Lord. I come to you in the name of the Lord of heaven's armies, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel. I come to you not alone, because in that name is all power, is all authority. In that name is victory. So when we brag, boast, praise, delight, exalt, adore, worship, and lift up and magnify the name of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the mighty God, the host of heaven, we're not coming alone. The power of God backs us up. God backs up his name. When we praise him, he inhabits our praises. He comes into the midst. His presence brings power. His presence brings solution. His presence brings strategies. His presence brings results. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for all his mighty works to the children of men. I choose to bless him. I choose to praise him. I choose to lift him up. I choose to give him glory. I choose to exalt him. I choose to worship him. Yes, I do. I choose to make his name great, to make his name known, to exalt and lift up his name today. And so we know this story. We're very familiar with this story, that David was able to defeat the enemy, Goliath. David said, this day, verse 46, this day the Lord will deliver you, Goliath, into my hand, and I will smite you just like he smote the lion, just like he smote the bear. And I will smite you, and I will give the carcasses of the Philistines. I will give the bodies, the dead bodies of your men to the birds. I will give the dead bodies of your men to the wild animals of the field, and the whole world will know there is a God in Israel. Woo! The whole world will know. My God, does your circle know there is a God? Are you speaking his name? Are you making God known to your circle? Does your family know there is a God? Because you speak his name, because you praise his name, because you give his name the glory. Do your co-workers know there is a God? Because you exalt him, because you boast in him, because you give him the credit, because you say that God gave me the strategy. I prayed about it and God gave me the answer. Are you making your boast in the Lord? What's going on with you and your big mouth? Me and my big mouth, we're giving God the credit. Me and my big mouth, we're blowing God up. We're lifting him up. Me and my big mouth, we're exalting him. We're letting him be seen. We're letting him be glorified. Me and my big mouth, like David. David had a big mouth, and people didn't like it when he praised the Lord. The psalm is full of him praising the Lord, talking about how God came through, how God rescued, how God delivered. But David didn't let the opinions of others, look at his brothers. They were like, oh, we know you. You are a show off. Because why? He boasted in the Lord. And when you boast in the Lord, people are going to misunderstand you. People going to think you all that, but it is not you. It's your God. Yes, my God is all that. My God is all God Almighty. My God is Creator God. My God is powerful and mighty. All power and might is in his hand. All strength is in his hand. My God is in control. My God rules and reigns. Sovereign God. Yes, so there is, when I'm going to tell you, when we boast in God, we said before, faith has a big mouth. When our faith is in God and when our faith is in God's word, we can have a big mouth. And listen, the beautiful thing about the Lord, he backs up his people. He backs up his word. His word does not return void. When we put his word out there, we put his name out there. We put his reputation out there. God backs up his word. He backs up his name. Hallelujah. So we can boast in him without fear. We can boast in him without doubt. We can use our big mouth to lift and exalt him, to praise him, to declare, I come to you in the name of the Lord. I come to you in the God of the host of the armies of heaven. He will. We can put him out there. He'll back up his word when it's his word. We can't put him back there in a, put him out there in assumption, but we can stand upon the word of God flat-footed, unashamedly. I can stand on his word. God, help us today to boast in the Lord. Help us today to continually let your praises. I don't see my way out of it, God, but I praise you. I don't see, God, I praise you. I bless you. Let us fight our flesh to praise God. Let us fight the fight of praise. Let us fight and war to praise God. Let us fight to speak praises unto the Lord. Let us show ourselves how faithful he is. David spoke and he saw God answer. He saw God answer. He put and set himself up for victory. He put and he set himself up for God to come through for him. And God did just that. God will come through for you. And it says in verse 50, I've skipped down. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, and he smote the Philistine and he slew him without using a sword. So David triumphed. God gave David a triumph in that situation. In the same way God did it for David, he wants to do it for you and I. He wants to do it in our lives. And so I thank God today, going all the way back to Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul, all my boasting will be in God. All my boasting will be in his goodness. All our boasting, let all of our boasting, let us open up our mouths today and give him glory and give him praise. I just want to say thank you again for listening to Kingdom Sounds, the radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministry. Victory is located at 250 North Babcock Street. This is your invitation to stop in to visit. Thank you for listening and tuning in every weekday, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. right here on WWBC 100.7, 1510 a.m. God bless you. God keep you. May you continue to walk in victory. May you continue to bless the Lord and walk in victory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to vipministries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that he will make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
You are listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Pompeii, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
If this is all the justification required for the government to take away First Amendment rights, ask yourself, what else will it take away? For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. This is Breakpoint. Lori Smith never planned to take a high-profile stand for the First Amendment. Still, her appeal of a recent Tenth Circuit Court decision to the Supreme Court will determine, to an extent, whether or not Americans can live and work in accordance with their deeply held beliefs without penalty. Lori Smith is a graphic designer in Colorado who creates custom websites for her clients. She composes text, chooses and creates images, and promotes messages for her clients. Lori is a creative professional. She uses her talents to express messages. When a client asks her to express a message that violates her conscience, Lori politely declines the job. The state of Colorado, however, has decided that Lori does not have the right to choose which messages she uses her talents to express. The state has forbidden her, for example, from posting a notice on her website that she's unable to create websites that express messages contrary to her Christian beliefs, including creating websites that promote abortion services, celebrate same-sex marriages, or advance transgender ideology. In July, a Tenth Circuit court panel ruled 2-1 that Colorado's Anti-Discrimination Act could justifiably be used to force Lori, quote, to create websites and thus speech that she would otherwise refuse, even though that interpretation of the act created, and I quote again, a substantial risk of removing certain ideas or viewpoints from the public dialogue. You know, like Lori's Christian beliefs about marriage. In other words, a federal court in the United States ruled that the state can force a citizen to violate their conscience by removing and by compelling certain speech about marriage, family, and sexuality, at least in the world of commerce. This ruling by the Tenth Circuit goes further than any bad ruling we've seen so far. Where the court, to borrow a phrase from ADF, quote, really went off the rails, is by conceding that the state of Colorado absolutely did violate Lori's First Amendment rights, but was justified in doing so, not because of public accommodation, but because of the state interest in advancing LGBTQ so-called rights. Now, if the state is allowed to violate First Amendment rights to advance others, what can't it do? Christian beliefs about sex and marriage were considered mainstream just yesterday. Today, however, they're among the most controversial and explosive beliefs in our society. But in a pluralistic society like America, it's especially the most controversial speech that needs to be protected. And I don't mean shielded from criticism or coddled from counterviews, mind you, but that no one should be forced to give a speech a platform or prevented from living from their own deeply held beliefs. By ruling against conscience rights, as the Tenth Circuit Court did in Lori's case, the court is setting a dangerous precedent. As Lori wrote in an op-ed following the decision, quote, what my lawsuit has revealed is that the courts are even more open than many of us realize to letting officials punish religious freedom and silent free speech. The one judge on the Tenth Circuit panel that dissented from the ruling warned in his dissent that this, quote, unprecedented and staggering ruling subverts our core understandings of the First Amendment. He's right. That's why Lori's appealing this case to the Supreme Court. The effect of the result will not just be about her rights as a person of conviction, but about all Americans who wish to live in accordance with their own conscience. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street with Breakpoint.
You are listening to WWBC, Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well